Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. An in-person at the 7th Annual Tulsa Metro Chamber Business and Technology Showcase, having more fun than the law allows. And in front of me is my next victim, my next guest, Ray Thomas, is the President and CEO of TPI Billing Solutions, and he is also the 2005 Tulsa Area Small Business Person of the Year. Ray,
good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Jim.
It's great to have you here.
Great. Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it?
It is. Ray, it absolutely
that's
is.
That's exactly what you were thinking.
Absolutely.
I didn't want to put words in your mouth or anything like that. Ray, congratulations on being the Small Business Person of the Year.
Thank you so much.
What does that mean to you?
It's a recognition, I think, of our company's involvement in the chamber, our company's success over the last years. Our company's nearly 40 years old now. In fact, we'll be celebrating that event this year. We're a family-owned business, a small family-owned business, now up to 80 employees.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
And I know you accepted that on behalf of all your employees, didn't you? You kept saying we, and I appreciate that. You know, the Robin saw the turtle sitting on top of the fence post and asked him how he got there, and he said, obviously not by myself.
That's right.
So you know all about that, don't you, Ray?
Absolutely. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't accomplish anything.
Now, tell us about TPI billing.
We started out years ago as a provider of billing services for small, privately held utility companies.
Right.
My dad started the company in 1965. And at that time, computers were fairly hard to get.
Right.
Because 65 was like 20 years before
A
PC was ever
Absolutely.
Even invented. So things were quite different then. And
the computers they filled up a room this like as big as we're in right now.
That's absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. And a big computer then had about 4 or 5K of memory.
Right, right.
His business clients actually convinced him that he needed to buy those big computers and provide an outsource service for them. And we have been growing in the outsource networking business ever since then. We've expanded in recent years to include other types of clients and also mm-hmm. other types of outsourcing services. We now provide call center services,
wow.
external collection services,
right.
and we have a few superstar clients, but mostly small business clients just like us, scattered all around the country. We do work in about 42 states.
42 states.
Yes.
I know you got offices in Atlanta. No.
Well, yes, we have
Atlanta
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Right.
Also, a smaller office in Muskogee, Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
and we're just getting ready to open one in Jackson, Mississippi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. What you know, one of the things that I say, and I'm going to say in my speech today, and in the keynote today, is that outsourcing is one of the most important things to happen to small business since the personal computer. Would you agree with me on that?
I'm glad I'm not the only one selling that case. Thank you so much.
Now, when I don't even have anything to sell except that I do that. I mean, I outsource. I not only outsource, you know, I make payroll for a lot more people than the ones who are under my roof.
That's
you know what I mean?
That is correct.
And that's the key to success. One of the three or four keys to success of the 21st century for small businesses outsourcing. And I know that that's not only your business model, straight up, 100%, but you also, I'm sure you employ that in the operation of your own business.
Absolutely. We outsource many of the services that we use for our own company operations. To me, it just makes good business sense. It allows a company to grow faster than it could otherwise. It avoids a lot of capital.
You don't have to capitalize all that stuff.
Exactly.
Let somebody else do it.
You pay only for what you need, and someone else has got the capital investment and also the time investment associated with handling the personnel associated
right.
with that function.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that I say and that I'm going to say today is to ask yourself, ask your staff, first, must this task be done in-house?
Exactly.
Take every task you got and ask that question, and ask, and nothing sacred. And if it's not your core competency, if it's not in your wheelhouse, let somebody else do it.
Exactly.
And if you can't, if you don't know anybody who else who does it, you're not looking hard enough, because there's somebody out there who does.
I think there's just about any function in your business today could find an adequate resource to someone who would be willing to come in and help you with that.
Well, and the thing is, you know, Ray, small business owners, there are a lot of things that small business owners can teach big business. But there are some things that we can learn from them, too. And this is one of them. Because you and I know, you look like you've been around the block. This is not your first rodeo either, just like me, Ray. And so you remember when the person who mowed the yard in the plant, at the plant, local plant, was an employee.
That's correct. The person
who painted the walls was an employee. They're not doing that. Big companies are not doing that anymore. They're outsourcing like crazy, and they're outsourcing to small business owners. And so we need to be asking them, must this be done in-house? How can I help you?
That's correct.
Which is basically your pitch, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We believe that it makes sense for companies to look at their cost, to understand their cost. And if you understand your cost, you're only looking at the incremental cost of having that person on your payroll, basically. That outsource is only going to be on your payroll for the minutes or hours that they're actually providing that function.
Right.
Then they're gone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ray, we're going to take a quick break. I'm visiting with Ray Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president and CEO of TPI Billing Solutions. He's a 2005 Tulsa area small business person. I'm so proud of you, Ray. Going to be right back. Some way Ray up. I know it does. Small business.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well.
But methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 hours. Like hanging around today. I'm still at Tulsa. Haven't gone anywhere. Good broadcast. Tulsa Metro Chamber Business and Technology Showcase. And these guys have really got it going on around here. And Ray Thomas is a very important member of the Chamber of Commerce because they named him the 2005 Small Business Person of the Year this year. Ray, congratulations again on that.
Thank you very
much. That's not the only recognition you've got. Tell us about the Inc. connection.
We have been honored by the Inc. 500 list or the Inc. 500 magazine and have been added to their list of 500 fastest-growing privately held companies for the last two consecutive years. And we're hoping we can get in there a third time.
Congratulations.
Each year it gets a little harder.
Congratulations. Well done. Ray, by the way, give us your website, because I know you're in 48 states and somebody's listening on the radio in most of those states who listen to the show.
Yes, always www, but it's TPIBillingSolutions.com.
TPIBillingSolutions.com.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what do we find when we get there?
Links that will describe all of our service, all of our products that we offer, our services that we offer. One of the new lines of industry lines that we're working in now that we weren't in 5 years ago is the medical billing environment.
Mm-hmm.
The increasing complexity in the federal regulations around federal records and privacy of federal records.
Medical privacy is a big deal right now, and people don't realize how big a deal that is, even if they're not in the medical business.
Right.
And they've got employees with health care, they're providing health care, and any of that information could possibly be passed around verbally or otherwise. There's a way to do it. Otherwise, you could get yourself into a pass on of trouble, couldn't you?
You certainly could. And it's a doctor's office is a perfect description of who needs to outsource.
Right.
The doctors spend years and years in college. They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars getting their education.
Right.
The last thing in the world they need to be doing is filling out a billing form.
Right. Exactly. But it's not just doctor's offices that have to keep up with medical privacy.
That's correct.
That law, this privacy and the security, two different components there
that
you got to keep up with. Okay. What keeps you up at night? You're a small business owner. You make payroll every Friday. We want to hear what it is that keeps you up at night. Maybe not specifically, but you never really get very far away from the challenges, do you?
You don't. I think employee challenges are always troubling, and what gets me up at night usually is not so much problems as ideas. I think that I find the middle of the night to be a very creative time when my brain's churning and I can't sleep.
Right.
I'll get up and make several pages of notes of things that I want to think about or things that I want to explore when the lights come on in the morning.
Right.
So.
Well, I think a lot of small business owners are nodding their head right now because I think we all do that. I don't wake up in the middle of the night with those ideas, but I wake up with them when I finally get up to leave. And for some reason, I need a waterproof marker in the shower, you know, where I can write these things down. I get a lot of those ideas in the shower. And I know, folks, that's a little bit more than you wanted to know, a little bit too much information. Family-owned business, TPI.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Daughter?
My daughter and son.
And your son?
My daughter's been working with the company for 14 years now.
Right.
My son joined the company when we opened the Atlanta office.
Right.
He's been with me for about 4 years now.
He's running the Atlanta office?
Yes.
How does that work out with the family?
There's always different challenges. You have
family dynamics are interesting, aren't they?
And very different from any other business challenge. We've actually got a family-owned business organization here that's was founded by a professor at Tulsa University.
Right.
And it's a very active group of family-owned businesses. We get together and talk about those specific problems.
Cry on each other's shoulder.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when you've got family members in the business, there are definitely additional things to consider. It's not a strict employee-employer relationship anymore. It has to do with thinking about...
Mommy always loved you better than me.
Well, that, and as a parent, you're thinking about their future and
right.
How are they going to grow into a job and are they going to be successful in one place in the company or another.
And when you have to... when you treat them a certain way, you love them, but sometimes you have to make sure you treat them like an employee, like an executive, any other executive, because you've got other executives and staff members who are not family members. And so you've got that whole thing to manage, don't you?
Exactly. And you've got other people watching what you do as well. The other
right.
employees see what's going on, and so you can't be overly lenient if
right.
there's an issue with one. You have to
right.
take it under control.
Ray Thomas, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
2005 Small Business Person of the Year here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Your company is one of the Inc.'s top 500 fastest growing
yes, sir.
Small businesses in America. I'm so proud of you and your people. Go back and tell them I said that.
I will.
And your daughter and your son. And thank you for being here today on the show. And I'm right?
Yes, you are.
I'm going to be all over this place. We got a lot of things going on here today, folks. And coming up right after these messages, another friend of mine, the old friend, Trevor Langham, is co-owner and managing partner of Tulsa Metronet. That's wireless. What do you tell?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.